This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Water managers in northwestern New Mexico are trying to figure out how much contamination from the Gold King mine spill has seeped into ditch irrigation systems. KUNM's Rita Daniels reports from Farmington.
70 miles of river. That's how long the stretch is from where the Animas crosses into New Mexico to where it flows onto the Navajo Nation. Sean Williams oversees this section of the river.
This is a little branch of the Animas here. I see some discoloration on the rocks.
Williams is the water master. Yep, that's his official title for the San Juan region of the state engineer's office. He keeps an eye on what's flowing through the ditches. He saw the plume from the mine spill when it came through Farmington.
Saturday morning, I was down here and this was bright orange.
Williams says there are 20 headwater gates along this stretch, and when they're open, they supply water to the farmers tending the 15,000 acres of irrigated land here. They closed the headgates before the pumpkin-colored sludge came through, but some of the infrastructure here is from the 1800s, and so some contaminated water did get down into some of the ditches.
Well, you see, here's the problem with what happened when they tried to shut off. River debris blocked the gate from being shut fully.
So now, while they wait for test results from the EPA, water managers are walking up and down the side ditches, trying to get a visual idea of how much orange sediment is clinging to the rocks and riverbanks.
Oh, I see a little discoloration on the bank over there. Looks like it is attached to some of the flora, the aquatic flora, aka moss.
Williams says they weren't prepared for this disaster, but he's hoping this event will make people more aware.
I mean, I'm hoping the silver lining will be, we'll just emphasize how sometimes vulnerable our water sources are, and hopefully we can learn from this whole situation.
We prefer not to think about worst case scenarios at this point.
John Longworth works in water conservation for the state of New Mexico.
What we understand at this point is that we don't know, because we just don't know what came through. Once we know what came through, I think then the next step is assessing how bad was this.
The mine waste is thought to be loaded with lead, arsenic, cadmium, copper, and zinc, among other things. And Longworth says even though things are looking better, the water is clearer, that doesn't mean things are good to go.
We are really concerned about is we want to make sure that we're not going to contaminate our farmland and we don't put lead and cadmium and the other kinds of constituents that are potentially in the ditch out onto the fields.
EPA Chief Gina McCarthy visited the spill area in Colorado and said initial test results from further upstream show that the river water is returning to pre-event conditions, but she cautioned that more scientific results will determine the appropriate steps to take moving forward. But some other test results are already in. Upstream, closer to the original spill site in Colorado, Aaron Kimple with the Mountain Studies Institute started taking samples of the river before the plume hit.
So we are out there with headlamps and with whatever bottles we have, and we just started grabbing samples.
Every half hour, they sampled as the plume passed and have been sampling ever since. Kimball says the good news is that the macroinvertebrates, all the bugs which the fish feed off of, seem to be doing okay. pH levels have returned to normal, he says, but they're still waiting for results from heavy metal tests, which could mean residual effects for decades to come. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.